You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
To another edition of Extra Toppings of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. This week, I'm your host, Sean. You may know me from my other two podcasts. In addition to Cosmic Pizza, I'm also the host of the Rusted Robot Podcast and the Soul Forge Podcast, which, of course, you should all be checking out as well. This week, we are doing a celebrity death again. I wasn't going to, but it's too big not to, because this past February the 5th, we lost Canadian icon Christopher Plummer at the age of 91. And why are we talking about this on a geek-centered show? Well, of course, he's famous for multiple roles. He played Captain Von Trapp in 1965's The Sound of Music, but all of our friends here in the geekosphere will know him as General Chang in 1991's Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
Oh, now be honest, Captain. Warrior to warrior. You do prefer it this way, don't you? As it was meant to be. No peace in our time. Once more unto the breach, dear friend.
Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about him is because he was born in 1929, as was my grandfather, and they both looked very similar to each other. I actually posted a couple pictures on Facebook not too long ago on my personal Facebook page of my grandfather side by side with an image of Christopher Plummer, and they could have been brothers. The resemblance was that close. So that's another reason why I wanted to talk about Christopher Plummer. Also, he's Canadian, and so am I. So just a little bit of background on who he was and what he did. He died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut. It was 2.5 weeks after suffering a fall. According to his longtime friend and manager, Lou Pitt, Chris was an extraordinary man who deeply loved and respected his profession with great old-fashioned manners, self-deprecating humor, and the music of words. He was a national treasure who deeply relished his Canadian roots, and through his art and humanity, he touched all of our hearts, and his legendary life will endure for all generations to come. He will forever be with us. And the funny thing is, well, I don't know if it's funny or not, but When he died, all the Canadian news agencies kept showing images of him from his Sound of Music days. And that was a role that made him famous. It put him on the world stage. However, he was not a big fan of that role, of that movie at all. And he had a love-hate relationship with it over time. And there's quite a few clips on YouTube talking about this. And actually, I put one of them in the episode 324 of the Rusted Robot Podcast, which came out this past Sunday. So just to talk a little bit about his career, it spanned over 6 decades, and he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the Academy Awards 3 times, and he was the oldest winner at the age of 82 for a film called Beginners, which was about a widower who begins to live life as a gay man while dying of cancer.
Did you know about me?
No. I just thought you and Mom weren't in love.
Oh, we loved each other.
And you were gay the whole time.
I learned how not to be.
For 44 years?
Yeah. I knew I was gay, though. I mean, at parties, I'd be staring at the husbands and not the wives.
I should also take this opportunity to say, here's a promo for another podcast right here on the ESO Network.
My name is Mark McCrane. I'm the author of The Best Saturdays of Our Lives.
I'm Dan Klink, co-host of The Best Saturdays of Our Lives podcast.
The Best Saturdays of Our Lives features programming trends from the 1966 television season all the way through the last hurrah of the early digital age of the 1990s.
On the show, if it's animated, we talk about it.
Order your signed copy today at tbsool.com.
And listen to the podcast at esonetwork.com and all podcast platforms.
And I hope you enjoyed that promo. Let's get back to the life and times of Christopher Plummer. He also captured two Tony Awards among his seven nominations. He took home two Emmys, and he earned a reputation as one of the great classical actors of modern times, and he never attended a prestigious theater school. And he performed in Broadway, London's West End, Canada's Stratford and Shaw festivals. And there were very few Shakespearean roles that he didn't take on. He took on roles including Hamlet, King Lear, Macbeth, Julius Caesar, Iago, Henry V, Antony, Mercutio, and Prospero. So all the big names, he definitely did his turn in those roles. So he appeared on screen in 1965 as Captain Von Trapp alongside British stage and screen star Julie Andrews in what was, for several years, the highest grossing film of all time, The Sound of Music.
I could never answer to a whistle. Whistles are for dogs and cats and other animals, but not for children, and definitely not for me. It would be too humiliating.
Fräulein, were you this much trouble at the Abbey?
Oh, much more, sir. Excuse me, sir, I don't know your signal.
You may call me Captain.
It was a role he was famously ambivalent about. And he actually said, "What have I done playing with all these children? Children and dogs steal scenes." So he actually jokingly referred to the film as The Sound of Mucus, or S&M. But apparently he also had terrific memories of making the movie. He forged a lifelong friendship with his co-star Julie Andrews, and he once said that working with her was like getting hit over the head with a valentine. And in a statement obtained by Reuters, Julie Andrews actually said, "The world has lost a consummate actor today, and I have lost a cherished friend. I treasure the memories of our work together and all the humor and fun we shared through the years." So, of course, he was famous for that movie role. He was famous for being on the stage. And actually, the stage was his first love. But he decided that by the 1960s, his personal life was not in the greatest shape. He'd been through two marriages, and he had made no effort to contact his only child, Amanda, from his first marriage. He says he was a lousy husband and a worse father. And he admitted that in his 2008 autobiography, In Spite of Myself. But he did beam with pride years later when his daughter earned plaudits of her own for acting, but was quick to disavow any credit for her talent. But of course, we all know him as General Chang from 1991, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, where we don't know if all the Shakespearean references were because of him and his influence on the script, or maybe it was Shatner's influence, because Shatner was also a Shakespearean actor. But one of the best Star Trek movies, Star Trek VI, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. I'm going to go actually watch it quite soon as my own piece of tribute or memorialization of Christopher Plummer, a fellow Canadian actor who looked like my grandfather. So what I wanted to conclude with is a statement by the Prime Minister of Canada on the passing of Christopher Plummer. And what he said was, "Today, Canada and indeed the world lost one of our most iconic and beloved actors, Christopher Plummer. Whether performing on stage, in film, or on television, Mr. Plummer showed gravitas, dignity, and heart throughout a career that spanned over six decades. A longtime pillar of Canada's Stratford Festival, he also performed on Broadway and starred in over 150 feature films, television movies, and miniseries. He gave life to so many characters we grew to love and cherish, from Captain Von Trapp to Richard III and Star Trek's General Chang. Mr. Plummer's talent earned him numerous accolades. He received an Academy Award, a BAFTA Award, a Genie Award, a Golden Globe Award, 2 Tony Awards, 2 Emmy Awards, the Governor General's Performing Arts Award for Lifetime Achievement, and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Academy of Canadian Cinema and Television. Mr. Plummer received honorary doctorates from several universities, was invested as Companion of the Order of Canada, and was inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame in the American Theatre Hall of Fame. Mr. Plummer was a timeless actor who entertained millions around the world and inspired many to pursue the arts. A true gentleman and a consummate professional, his presence both on and off the stage will be thoroughly missed. On behalf of all Canadians, I extend my deepest condolences to his family, his friends, and his many fans. So there you have it. That has been a brief rundown on the life of Christopher Plummer, 1929 to 2021. Hope you enjoyed that extra slice of pizza this week. Stay tuned for next week's Cosmic Pizza Podcast, where we're going to have a regular extended show. But until next time, take care and have a great day.
I do respect it, even though I've been very naughty about it over the years. I think it's a marvelous family movie. And we need a family movie in these rough times.
To be or not to be.
Today we've been your deliverers, so please leave a tip at the door by subscribing for future deliveries, rate and review our service, and we hope you come back for more helpings next time. You can find us, as we mentioned, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok by searching for the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. If you'd like to send us an MP3 file, you can email us at cosmicpizzapodcast@hotmail.com, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.